I'll wait for you outside, okay?
Okay.
Morning, Mr. Dollar.
Major Healy.
Mrs. Bellows.
For once, Alfred was right. He told me you were here in the gymnasium.
Well, why don't we talk outside? Women are not allowed in the gym.
Oh, don't be so stuffy, Major. My husband's a doctor. Now, where's Major Nelson?
Well, you can't see him right now. I thought.
Of course I can see him. Yeah. There he is.
Mrs. Bellows.
Oh, Major Nelson.
Oh.
Hello. Oh, I've been looking for you everywhere. Now, boys, I must talk to both of you immediately. I've got some marvelous news for you.
Couldn't it wait?
It can't wait. Now, listen, I am going to be chairman for the benefit ball at the hospital Saturday, and the press is screaming for the guest list. I'm going to need both of you desperately.
Well, I'm afraid we're pretty busy.
Yeah, we're tied up.
Well, I'm going to have dozens of beautiful unattached females there.
What time's Saturday night?
Oh, I knew I could count on both of you. It's going to be the swankiest event of the entire season. And to top it off, I have arranged to have as our guest the most glamorous movie star in all of Hollywood.
A movie star?
Yes, Bootsy Nightingale.
Bootsy Nightingale.
Oh, boys, I have so much to do. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bootsy Nightingale here on the base? I can't believe it.
What are you getting so excited about?
What am I getting excited? Bootsy Nightingale? You mean you're not excited?
Roger, she's just a girl.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
Tony. Nightingale. Boy, you know, I've always been crazy about her.
Yeah. Sounds like Mrs. Bellows cooked up a swinging affair for a change, huh?
Yeah, well, you may have a problem.
What do you mean?
Well, Jeannie, you know, you and all those beautiful women, she probably won't even let you go.
No. Don't worry about Jeannie. I'll take care of her.
How?
Tell a lie.
I have to go, Jeannie. It's business. I really don't want to.
Well, if a benefit party is not any fun, Master, why do they call it a ball?
It's just an expression. People give these parties to raise money and everybody goes and has a terrible time.
Well, I do not want you to have a terrible time.
Thanks.
So I will go, too. I will take charge of the entertainment. I will have elephants and jugglers and clowns and lions
and I'll have a full-fledged general court-martial. No, thank you very much. It's very kind of you, Jeannie, but I'll just have to suffer for one night.
Oh, Master, you are so brave.
Yeah, well, sometimes we all have to give a little extra.
Bootsy, baby, please. It's a benefit for a hospital at the Space Center in Florida.
You're boring me, sweetie.
But every big shot in the space program will be there. Don't you understand? Think of your career.
I'm going to have a career in space.
The newspapers, television, radio, there'll be reporters and photographers all over the place. And there you'll be, sweetheart, looking beautiful and gorgeous, telling them about your next picture. Huh? Now you've got to do this. Would I be the greatest manager in a business if I didn't know what I was talking about? Now, would I?
Kiss Herman.
Oh, I don't want to kiss Herman. Now, will you listen to me, Bootsy? I got a great idea that's going to get your picture on the front page of every newspaper in the country. You will be America's sweetheart.
Kiss Herman.
Ain't you even going to ask me what the great idea is? Will you ask me already?
What's the great idea?
You know what you're going to do at the benefit ball at the Space Center, huh? You're going to get yourself engaged to a handsome astronaut. Huh?
Oh, we love it!
Master.
Oh, I'm going to have a wonderful day, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi.
Hello, Major Heaney.
No fireworks, huh?
Fireworks?
No, of course not. You mean then it's all right about Saturday night? Well, let's go, Roger.
Oh, you mean about the ball? Of course. I'm going to stay home and Major Nelson will go.
Yeah, well, you sure have the old American know-how.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, well, Bootsy Nightingale, here we come.
Yeah, see you. See you later.
What is a Bootsy Nightingale?
Oh, tell her, Roger.
Oh, didn't you tell her about Bootsy Nightingale?
No.
Oh, Bootsy Nightingale is an award.
It's an Oscar.
The movies have their Oscars and the TV have their Emmys. And the hospital benefits have their Bootsy Nightingales.
Yeah, that's right. What do you think of that?
Not much.
Well, you see, Bootsy is Bootsy Nightingale is a movie star, and she's going to be a guest at the benefit ball.
Now you're in trouble.
No, don't be silly. Jeannie understands about these things, don't you, Jeannie?
Oh, yes. That is why you are in trouble. I will not let you go to a party with a movie star.
Oh, I'm not going with Bootsy Nightingale. I may not even meet her. There'll be 100 people there.
101.
No, you're not going.
Oh, but why?
Well, because I have a lot of the guests to take care of.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of guests that need taken care of.
You will not be with this Footsie Nightingale?
Bootsy Nightingale. I'm afraid the old girl will just have to find herself another escort.
She's old.
She used to play opposite Rudolph Valentino.
Rudolph Valentino?
Yeah, Aristophanes.
Oh, she is old.
Well, I'll see you later.
But I have never been to a benefit ball.
Master, I just remembered. I have a perfect dress to wear. It was designed by Cleopatra, and Mark Antony loved it.
Oh, well, let him give a party for you. You're not coming to this. Now, where are you, Jeannie?
Is it because you would be ashamed of me?
You know that's not the reason. You know that, Jeannie. Jeannie. Well, you know how I feel about you. I'd never be ashamed to take you any place. I bet you look beautiful in Cleopatra's gown. Maybe you can wear it some other time. Maybe she'll give a...
If you're busy with Cleopatra, I can come back.
No, sir. I wasn't speaking. I was just speaking out loud.
Oh, yes. Do you talk to Cleopatra very often?
No, I wasn't speaking to Cleopatra. I was... let me explain.
Well, you don't have to explain, Major. Psychologically, it's very healthy to act out your little fantasies. Oh, say hello for me, won't you? I've always been a great admirer of her.
What'd you say?
No. Thanks very much. Oh, thanks.
Now, Colonel, it's very important that we get the right guy to escort Bootsy. Now, I need a fellow with a lot of zing. You know what I mean, Colonel? I want a fun astronaut.
Fun astronaut?
With a lot of pizzazz.
A lot of pizzazz.
And good looking, and a little bit offbeat. You know what I mean, Colonel? Hey, colorful. You got anybody here that's got a lot of color?
I have just the man you're looking for, Mr. Dawkins. Oh, Sergeant, tell Major Nelson I want to see him.
Colonel, are you ready for this? That's Bootsy.
You can certainly see she has talent.
Major Nelson, you're escorting Miss Nightingale to the benefit ball.
Oh, well, I think you better get somebody else, sir.
Oh, he's really colorful. What's the matter with you? You've got something against beautiful women?
Oh, no. It's just that I don't think I deserve what's going to happen to me.
He's modest. It's all settled, Major.
Sir, I'd really appreciate it if you would reconsider.
No, Major Nelson. Consider it an order.
But this is a social affair. Now, surely NASA can't order me to go...
This order did not come from NASA, Major Nelson. It came from the top.
The president?
Higher than that. My wife.
You look so handsome, Master.
Well, thank you, Jeannie.
Do you know who you should take tonight?
No, who?
Bootsy Nightingale.
What made you say that?
I feel sorry for her. An old woman all alone at a party with no one to talk to. You were her escort. Think how exciting it would be.
I thought.
She would never get over it.
Yeah, a lot of us have a hard time getting over it, Jeannie. Why don't you stay at home now and forget about the party and have a wonderful time looking at television, huh?
Yes, Master.
I'll get it. It's probably Roger.
I'll fight you for it. Huh? I just heard you have a date with the girl I'm going to marry.
Yeah,
keep my voice down. You're going to steal the most beautiful woman in the world away from me, and you want me to keep my voice down?
Yeah,
well, Jeannie, I have a mind to tell her the whole truth. That would fix you. That would fix just about everybody.
Good evening, Major.
Oh, hi, Jeannie.
You forgot this, Master.
Oh, thank you, Jeannie.
I wish you were not going to have such a terrible time.
A terrible time? Oh, the party, yes.
Yeah, well, I wish I were going to the dentist.
Roger, let's go. We'll see
Bye.
You later,
huh? Boy, you really got her eating out of your hands.
Yeah, but I have to keep counting my fingers.
Are you sure he's cute, Sam?
Bootsy, how many times do I have to tell you, honey? He's adorable, he's divine, and he's all man.
Ooh, that's the way I like them. You got me all excited, Sam. I can hardly wait to meet him.
And he's on his way up.
Oh, he's here. Hello there. I've been waiting for you.
I'm Major Anthony Nelson. And you're Bootsy Nightingale. I've certainly been looking forward to meeting you. I must have caught a slight cold. You understand?
This is all man?
You didn't talk like that before.
Well, if you think I'm going out with him, you're out of your ever-loving mind.
I assure you, this is just temporary. I think I know someone who can cure this almost instantly. You just be patient.
He sounds like he escaped from a cartoon. Get him out of here.
I'm sorry, Major. Why didn't you go home and come back when you're feeling better? Nothing personal.
This is not my boy.
What is your next false move?
Please, Jeannie, I know you're here. You're around here someplace. Dr. Fellows gave... Jeannie!
Cody! Huh? Where you been? I've been waiting in that car for hours. Where's Bootsy?
Oh, she's in there. Listen, I came to pick her up and listen what happened to my voice. Very funny. Jeannie, where are you?
Better count your fingers.
Hello, I'm Major Healy.
Popo, come in.
Say something.
I love you.
He'll do.
Hey, how would you like to escort Miss Nightingale to the benefit ball tonight?
I know it was my fault. I didn't tell you the whole thing. Roger! Tell her that this wife condition is just temporary. Go ahead, tell her.
Poor devil, that's what happens when you're up in space too long.
She's a sweet little old lady.
Jeannie, get rid of this voice.
Voice? Now, do you know what you've done?
Yes, Master. If you will excuse me now, I must get dressed. I am going to my first charity ball.
Oh, no, you're not. You're...
Well, here we are.
Yes, we certainly are.
You know, I could spend the rest of my life looking at you.
Oh, I dig you, too. I mean, it was like, wow, pal the first time I set eyes on you. Robert.
It's Roger.
Yes. And you can call me Bootsy Baby.
Bootsy Baby.
Excuse me. Have you seen Major Nelson?
Who?
She means Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse?
Pardon me, Alfred.
Excuse me, Neil.
Darling, where is Major Nelson?
Well, isn't he with Miss Nightingale?
No, Miss Nightingale is with Major Healy.
Well, I arranged for Major Nelson to be your escort.
Well, something must have gone wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, Miss Nightingale just called Major Nelson Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse? Why would she call him that?
I don't know. But I smell a rat.
Oh.
Let's go look for him, darling. Come on.
Oh,
yes,
no, thank you.
You very much.
There. Good evening, Master Darling. Do you like my new dress? Oh, it is a lovely party. Thank you so much for inviting me.
I not only didn't invite you, I am ordering you to leave immediately.
If you ever do this to me again, I'm going to... Jeannie?
Oh, yes, Master.
I want you to stay at the party and have a wonderful time.
Oh, thank you, Master.
Thank you.
I will see you later.
Hey, wait a minute. Where's Miss Nightingale?
Oh, she's with Major Healy.
Huh?
They make a perfect couple.
I can't get over it.
What can't you get over, baby?
Me sitting here with you.
Holding my hand.
Holding your hand.
Oh, that's all right.
I guess I'm a little nervous.
Are you nervous? Why, I bet you just drive all the girls wild with your animal magnetism.
Well, I wouldn't say I drive them wild.
If there's anything I love, it's a modest hero. I just get chills all over thinking about those planets you go to. Mars and Juniper and...
Jupiter.
And Venus, the planet of love. After we're engaged, you'll have to stay on the ground.
Well, I can't stay on the ground. You see, we're working on this Apollo mission and to the moon, and after we're engaged?
If that's what you want.
If that's what I want what you want.
Right now, I want you to get off my foot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I ripped your dress. I'll get the maid to sew it up.
Don't move. Stay right there.
I can't believe it. Me engaged to Bootsy Nightingale. Well, Tony! Tony?
Oh, hi.
Well, congratulate me.
Congratulations.
Aren't you going to ask me why?
No. Where's Bootsy Nightingale?
That's why.
What?
We're engaged. I'm engaged to Bootsy Nightingale. We're going to get married.
What are you talking about?
I can't understand it myself. I swept her off her feet.
Hey, everything A-O? What happened to you?
I'll tell you what happened to me. That astronaut happened to me. 10-1, he'll knock down the moon.
Lower your voice. You're talking about your fiancé.
Are you kidding me? I'll go back to television first.
Don't even say that in jest. I've already hinted to the press that you're going to marry the astronaut. They don't grow on bushes, you know.
Oh, that's all I needed. Now here comes Mickey Mouse.
Hello, I've been looking everywhere for you. I wanted
your
to explain...
Your voice.
Yes, I wanted to explain about
that. I love it.
Huh?
You can make the announcement. Just give me 10 minutes.
That's my girl.
I'm Major Anthony Nelson. I was supposed to escort you.
Oh, you don't have to tell me who you are, sweetie. I go to sleep every night with your picture under my pillow.
Oh. I...
I'll bet you drive all the girls wild with your animal magnetism.
I beg your pardon.
If there's anything I love, it's a modest hero. I get chills all over thinking of those planets you go to. Mars and Juniper.
Jupiter.
And Venus. Venus, the planet of love.
Well, I just talked to Roger, and he was under the impression...
He's a boy.
Well, he's old enough to...
I like men.
Roger says that you think you want to get married.
Don't you?
No, of course. One of these...
Excuse me.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Please. Miss Bootsy Nightingale has a very important announcement to make.
This is the happiest moment of my life. Ladies and gentlemen, my dear
What is
fans,
going on?
I think she's
I
going to make a little
this
wedding
opportunity
announcement.
To thank every one of you. For making this possible for me.
And they're not giving you an Oscar, sweetheart. Just make the announcement.
Excuse me.
Do you mind?
Hold on, darling. Huh? Oh, never mind.
Oh, that's a trooper. Get up there. Make the announcement, honey.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just become engaged to the most wonderful...
Major Healy this morning, Master?
No. I think he's probably so upset about what happened last night he doesn't want to show his face.
Oh. Major Healy falls in love very easily, does he not?
Yeah, that he does.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Jane.
Good morning, Major Healy. How are you feeling?
How am I feeling?
I never felt better in my whole life.
Oh, we were afraid that you would be unhappy because you did not marry Bootsy Nightingale.
Me unhappy? Oh, you don't think I took that seriously, do you?
Didn't you?
Oh, you got to learn to know me better. You don't think I was impressed with all the Hollywood phony glamour, do you? She was just another blonde.
Good, good.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, thank you, Jeannie. I'm in kind of a hurry. I have a fellow waiting outside. Tony, can I borrow your car?
Yeah, what's the matter with yours?
Well, I'm having trouble with my brakes. Could you lend me your keys? There's
good
a fellow waiting.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, fella.
Isn't it a beautiful day to go flying? Major Healy has promised to take me for a ride in his very own space capsule. I'm so excited. I can just imagine the newspaper headlines now. Glamorous Hollywood star and handsome astronaut flinging their way to the moon.